And we're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Talking Manhattan Parks and Recreation. Sydney Baker, as well as Stephen Bridenstine in studio with me. We're going to transition a little bit to talking about the Flint Hills Discovery Center and allow Stephen to get in on the conversation a bit as well. Stephen, you're the assistant director there at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. Just for my information, how long have you been around the center?
Well, I've actually been there. I'll be just coming up on 7 years this November. So I'm really lucky that I started there way back in 2014. And I've really, since when I started there, the place was only 2.5 years old. And it's been great to see it evolve and develop and see all these changes come about in the Discovery Center and see it really grow into its own. So I just stepped into the assistant director position last month. About mid-September, and it's been a great transition, moving into the new position. I am still doing some of the backlog work from the old position, making sure the education program, as we sort of go back into our more normal routine for our programs, just really helping transition there and making sure that the place keeps on running. That's the goal.
What would you say the biggest change you've noticed has been in stepping into a new role? I imagine there's, you mentioned there's still some things you hang on to that duty-wise and helping with the transition, but what's a big change that you've noticed?
Well, the biggest change, of course, is just sort of, I've always had a lot of connections in this community, forging those relationships with, you know, private individuals and businesses, you know, who support the Discovery Center, but instead of asking to, can you come talk to the kids at Adventure Camp? It's, hey, we're looking for some support for upcoming exhibits. So really just focusing on those relationships. That's always been part of the job. And when you work for the city and you work in this community, people always come first. So,
well, I appreciate it. Hopefully it continues going well for you. Hopefully you enjoy the new job and it just suits you very well. And it just soon enough, maybe you'll be able to maybe not fully let go of some of those other duties you're hanging on to as well, though. I imagine you enjoy a bit of those education duties, too.
You know, it's what brought me to Manhattan, was coming here for the job. So I'm an education person at heart, and we are an educational facility. So it'll always be part of my job.
Fantastic. And let's talk about some of the events coming up. The Discovery Center has a host of interesting and cool events, especially throughout as the holiday season approaches. And one of the most notable one, of course, are the Breakfast with Santa ones. And those always bring out, I think there's some like great photo opportunities at those events in particular. So talk a little bit about some of those coming up in December.
Sure. So Breakfast with Santa, we're so excited. It's been 2 years since we were able to do an in-person event. So it's coming up. It's Saturday, December 4th and December 11th. So we've got the two Saturdays. You can pick one or the other. And we're actually doing two sessions each morning. We kind of staggered it out a little bit this year just to make sure that, you know, there was no one crowd in any one place in the building. But for Breakfast with Santa, for your tickets that you get a hot breakfast that morning. We're working with Hy-Vee, one of our partners on the program. We're going to get a hot breakfast. We've got a holiday scavenger hunt. The kids can do some holiday science experiments. You do your classic gingerbread man decorating, some really great ornaments that they can make. And to top it all off, you get to take your family photo with Santa. And it's a great event. This will be, I counted up, this is the sixth year that we've done this event. And we have had families who have come every single year in the past. And so we're really glad to be offering it again.
Is there, what goes into some of the decision making after having to take a year or two off? I imagine there's a little bit of reconfiguring of things when you have to reapproach after a break like that.
You know, it is. You know, I'm very lucky that I've been around for every one of those prior events. But when you've got new staff in like I have now, you know, it takes time to get people up to speed. And you can explain what it's like to have 150 people in the building with the holiday spirit and the music playing and all that. But until you've been there and you've experienced it for yourself, you can't really explain it. You just got to live it.
Oh, yeah. I had made it a point to bring my parents out to check it out when they came to town. And I think that there's a lot of excitement that goes on when you get in there, especially if there's a crowd of children as well. I think we picked a great day to come when it seemed to be a very active day. So my parents got that full experience. There's also another festive themed event coming up, but then rather less Santa themed, but more New Year's themed, and also with a bit of a prehistoric twist.
Absolutely. We are doing our family New Year's Eve event. It is on New Year's Eve, December 31st. It's for families, for the kids. So the time is 6:30 to 9 p.m. So our midnight, where we do an actual balloon drop in our dome, is at 8:30 p.m. Just the right time so that parents, you can get the kids home, get them in bed. And if you want to get out to Aggieville or do something for your own celebration, you've got time for that. But this year's theme, it's our prehistoric party. We're working off the dinosaur discoveries exhibit we got right now. We're going to have our DJ with music for the kids, themed food and drink. We're going to have some cool dinosaur activities for the kids. It is one of my favorite, if not my favorite event of the entire year, because it's a giant party for over 200 people. The kids love it. The parents love it. It's New Year's Eve. We're all getting ready for a new year. And to top it all off, who doesn't love dinosaurs? That's really what it's about.
I mean, that's a great point. I don't think I've met very many people who would say they do not, in fact. But and it's a great thing because there's a lot of kids can't stay up that late. I remember my parents when they would have their get-togethers for those that holiday. You know, if when you're under 10, you're probably, you know, knocking off a little bit by the end of the night. Before even it gets to that ball drop, you're probably dozing a little.
Yeah, you absolutely are. And in previous years, it's funny seeing parents, they actually pack the pajamas for the kids, and they'll take them into the restroom, and they'll change them out. And so the kids leave our event already in their pajamas. But the parents are usually happy that we've worn them out because they're going to just pass out when they get home. So You're welcome, Mom and Dad.
That's December 31st, of course,
yep.
New Year's Eve. And there's numerous other, you know, in addition to these holiday-themed events, there's a few other upcoming events, maybe a little bit more urgent, at least in terms of scheduling-wise, coming up even in November.
Yeah, so we're doing a low-sensory Saturday on November 6th. So we're going to open an hour early at 9 a.m. And what we do is we change the lights and sounds in the building. We adjust those down for any kids or adults who have some of those sensory processing disorders. The Discovery Center can be a very vibrant place, but this is an opportunity where we sort of tone it down for those folks who need that. We also have coming up for another similar program, our Nature Explorers Junior program. That's coming up on November 13th. That's Saturday morning at 11 to 12. That's a new program for our special populations community. It's for youth. It's a great opportunity for those families to come together in a great, fun, understanding environment. And the topic is all about our reptiles. So we're going to have our snakes out there, our turtle out there. So a great program there. That one is a free program. We have a grant that helps fund that, so that's Nature Explorers Junior. And then coming up the week of Thanksgiving, as well as over the holidays, we do have our normal adventure camp program. So that's one this fall for kids who are in grades K to 2. We're going to host a camp all day for those kids through the week of Christmas, and then after the Christmas holiday, we switch and take the older kids in grades 3 to 6. Any of those days that USD 383 is out, we're hosting our camp there. So, and then one quick last one, we are doing a great new virtual interview series. It's called Ask an Expert. We're working with Dr. Robert Smith on Wednesday, November 10th. That's the day before Veterans Day. We're going to talk about Fort Riley history and heritage. It's a live virtual program on our Facebook page from 7 to 8 p.m. You can go on, watch it, and you can ask your own questions. We do a live Q&A at the end. So that's a great way to learn about some of our local military history, learn all about where Fort Riley came from and its place in our history in this country, which is quite significant.
I must say, Stephen, you knocked it out of the park, just running down so many great events in such a brief period of time as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I when folks walk in the Discovery Center, all I want to do is tell them about all the exciting things we got coming up. So, and we really do have something for everyone.
And before I let you go, I do have to ask one last question. You mentioned this Nature Explorers Junior is a new program. Just talk a little bit about some of the culmination or some of the formulation of this event.
Well, we were very lucky that we received a grant a few years ago to build an outdoor classroom. It's right down along the south side of our building. And we got an additional grant to put on a series of programs for different community audiences. This one in particular is for youth with any intellectual or developmental disabilities and their caregivers. It's a way for them to come out and spend some time outside at this new space and really just get to know some of those important topics that we talk about in the Flint Hills. In this instance, our animals. And it's really just a way to give back to this community. And that's an audience that, you know, there's not many opportunities for kids, for example, who are on the autism spectrum, to get out and be in an environment where, you know, folks understand, you know, what the kids are going through, what the parents are going through. And it's really just a great opportunity for those families.
Well, Stephen, I appreciate it. And if you ever want to hear any more about these events coming up, or if you want to maybe perhaps acquire a ticket for one of these events as well, for those who have them, flinthillsdiscovery.org. And then I'll have to thank you again for being here in Sydney as well. I'll plug some Manhattan Parks and Rec stuff as well. If you want to check out any of the events we discussed here on air as well, mhkprd.com, the ice rink in specific, /ice rink, and you'll get information on that.
Yep.
Stephen, Sydney, thanks for being in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this. We're going to move on. We're going to have a few other conversations, a little bit about a Thanksgiving food drive, and Operation Christmas Child coming up next.